Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Year after year, the Alberta Junior Hockey League has been one of the best leagues right across the CJHL in terms of developing great talent. Joining us now is AJHL Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thanks, Gino.
Hey, listen, never before have we seen a CJHL season like the one that we're going through right now with complete cancellation of the playoffs and no Centennial Cup to be handed out this year. It's unfortunate. How are you doing? How are the people in your community and in your league doing through this?
Yeah, obviously something that no one's experienced before and no playbook for this situation. And ultimately, you know, this is the best time of the year, and this is all the hard work and the effort that our communities and our athletes and our teams put in to get to this point. So, you know, obviously great disappointment, but, you know, at the end of the day, best for our communities and the safety of our athletes and all of those involved. So, you know, it's a tough time to go through what we're going through, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's a time coming up, hopefully sooner than later, where there's some opportunities and we can reach back to our communities and support them again.
On the upside, though, 15 CJHL players were just named to NHL Central Scouting's final rankings that were just released this week. The top three players from the AJHL. So what do you attribute this incredible success and the fact that your league and the CJHL in general are really catching on fire in terms of being a great breeding ground for potential NHLers?
Yeah, just a change in, you know, the path potentially and athletes exploring options and ultimately choosing our league to explore those options. So I think it comes down to, you know, the leadership at our league and our board and ultimately our teams and our coaches for buying into the path we're creating for our athletes. And, you know, once they're able to attract those athletes to their program, ultimately putting the work in and developing those athletes. And, you know, along with those three, we see Dylan Holloway ranked at number 12, and he was the CJHL Player of the Year and the AJHL MVP last year. And, you know, credit to him for, you know, making that jump this year. I think he was the second youngest player in the NCAA. So, it's a path that's growing. And again, just creating those opportunities for those athletes who choose our league.
Sherwood Park forward Carter Savoy was the top-ranked CJHL player, 50th-rated North American skater on the list. He's not only the AJHL Rookie of the Year a season ago, but also the CJHL Rookie of the Year as well. He came into the league as a 16-year-old and led his team in scoring with 72 points. How impressive is this game overall?
Yeah, a tremendous talent. And you know, three of these athletes named today were part of the team that we took over to Russia in August. And, you know, I personally got to know those athletes a little more than typically I would. And for the whole group, you got to know those athletes, but, you know, to speak to Savoy and Benning and Young, just the skill they possess and, you know, just how young they still are and how much more room they have to grow and develop. And, you know, just over the 7 months since that tournament, they've excelled and, you know, really developed within their organization. So I look forward to those athletes getting drafted on draft day and continuing to monitor their development moving forward.
In conversation with the commissioner of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Ryan Bartoszek, and Ryan, speaking of guys furthering their careers, former CJHL and Alberta Junior Hockey Leaguer and current Colorado Avalanche defenseman Cale Makar was second in the scoring amongst rookie defensemen this season. What's it mean to you? What's it mean to players in your league and the parents of kids in your league to see a guy like Cale Makar elevate his game to this kind of international status, really?
Yeah, it just shows that our path works and it's an opportunity to be considered. And, you know, to watch Cale and Brooks and acknowledge the tremendous job that the staff did there with his development. And, you know, you think back to, you know, I remember the RBC Cup in Cobourg and previous to that, there was the Western Canada Cup in Penticton. And it just gave him the opportunity to showcase his skills in front of a new group. And some of the things he pulled off there, I remember the commentary being, well, he won't be able to do that at the next level. And we continued to see him do that in the NCAA, and we continue to see them do that in Colorado. So it's just amazing where he's gone and how he's developed and, you know, just the confidence that he has. And, you know, you look back and again, you relate that to his time in our league and his time in Brooks and his time in the NCAA and the support system he has through his family as well. So, you know, to circle back again, it just shows that our path can work and our league can develop those high-end athletes.
Certainly proven that time and time again. Hey, Ryan, thanks a lot for this. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the best to you, your family, and the league as we go through this. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, same to you. Appreciate it.
That was Alberta Junior Hockey League Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.